feel no beat goes on. Yeah, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Hi, Yads LA, back after a week off, week hiatus, because it was all over the place, moving out of my place. Welcome back to the program, Brian Ingalls.
It's exciting to be back. The listeners, they reached out. They want me back on the show, and I'm happy to be here.
They do. Let's cut to the chase. It's exciting to be a Cowboy merchandiser, right?
Huge, huge day. I'm going to go sell some hats and some t-shirts tomorrow.
I don't think you will.
Just sell that shit out of the back of my car.
Just quit it. With Dallas, you know, turning it around in USC with a huge win over Arizona.
Yeah.
How are you not selling this shit? I'll tell you why. No, go ahead. Explain yourself.
No. Cowboys business is good. USC is just a little, not exactly where anyone wants it to be. But, you know, they need a couple years of Rose Bowls before they get back to where they're at. But Cowboys right now, that's really all that really matters. Let's be honest. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know about, you know, I mean, it's still early. It's all over the place. Who knows anything about anything?
It's crazy.
It's like college football. You know, it's all over the place. You have no idea who's going to freaking win. Who thought Mississippi and Mississippi State would be the two best teams in the fucking country?
No doubt.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Speaking of professional failures, my team lost this weekend in a huge game. We lost 27-24 to Charter Oak.
What's your guys' record?
4-2. I didn't think we were going to be that good, but this was the game. If we won this game, it's the season, you know?
Why is that? Just because they're
perennial powerhouse, perennial best team in the league. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were very good. I didn't think they were very good up front. I don't think anybody's been very good up front. I'm telling you, something's changing. There's a paradigm shifting in football. I feel like such a douchebag when I say paradigm shifting. But it's true, you know. For lack of a better term, things are different. I can't put my finger on it. I'll be able to articulate it better at some point.
All right.
But definitely at the high school level, the O-linemen are just bad. Maybe O-linemen have always been bad. You know, what? I guess it's tough to find athletic fat kids, huh?
Mm-hmm. But they're not as fat anymore, are they? Or are they just getting fatter?
Oh, no. This just is, I wouldn't say they're fatter, but they're just as fat as they've always been. And you can't win if you're not good up front. And I didn't think my team was particularly good up front. However, I am the O-line coach, so, you know, listen to me. It's half the battle. Yeah. But we lost. Bottom line. But it's all right. I think we're going to make the playoffs. I digress. We play the weakest sisters of the poor next week, so we should be able to take a win. Oh, college season. And I'm embarrassed. To be honest with you, as I've been honest with the fans, you know, I've been bouncing around and I have no TV right now. So I'm not fucking watching games. Like, I want to watch games. I go to bars and it's not the same.
It's not.
Watching college football, though, thank you for giving me the tickets to that SC game, though it was fucking boring as all hell.
Yeah, it was.
I'd rather watch old people screw than go to another one of those games. Honest to God. Terrible. Was that the worst game? The week after was better, no?
I didn't. I think I stayed for a half. I generally don't stay. But yeah, it's tough to watch a game in live in person at the Coliseum. It's a pain in the ass to get in and out of there. And it's kind of exhausting by the time you get to your goddamn seats. And then you've got somebody in front of you, you know, the bigger ass than me, yelling, standing, you can't see.
Well, like I talked about 2 weeks ago, I got this middle-aged couple who must have taken 15 selfies a fucking quarter. You know what I mean? And just sat there posting shit. I'm just fucking such a grump.
It's fucking disgusting.
I'm the worst, man. I'm fucking curmudgeon, and I'm just falling in and accepting it. Like, I went to this bar today to watch a Patriots game because I had to watch it. You know, what the hell?
In Pomona?
Yeah, well, Montclair right there, same thing.
Beautiful area.
Yeah. Well, it is. I actually like it. But anyway, you know, it's one of those bars where they got all the games on. Yeah. So you got all these fans from all over the fucking, you know, there's a lot of transplants out here. So, of course, the one Buffalo fan within fucking 50 miles, it's fucking sitting right next to me.
Ugh.
You know? And then you got people who just want to prove to everybody that they're the fucking biggest Detroit Lion fan for some reason. So every fucking 5-yard hitch, Matthew Stafford throws it. Yeah! You know what I mean? It's the worst. I can't do it.
So what are you, just the Patriots fan that's just quiet, drinking his beer?
Inconspicuously.
Yep.
It was one of those games, you know, it's funny. You watch a team long enough, you kind of feel that they're just going to win this one. After the, you know, first quarter, you know, and I just felt like they were going to win that one. Brady looked as good as he's ever looked. So fucking all the, you know, doom and gloom coming out of New England area and the Chris Maleys who immediately texted me that Jimmy Garoppolo should be playing and is better looking than Tom Brady, which is pure heresy.
Yeah, that sounds like Maleyville. Dude, what's Brady, 22-2 against Buffalo, they said?
23-2 now.
That's pretty, he just must look at that as just not even a game, just a practice for him.
No, I think Brady approaches everything he does with a singular focus.
That's the difference between he and I.
But he, that's true. One of the many differences between you and he, you and him. Anyhow, fucking, they looked all right, but they're still flawed. Still can't rush the passer. Good to see Brady getting the ball to Gronkowski. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did. I did. Gronk looked good. What happened with Ridley? He done? It looks like him and Mayo are out, huh?
It does look like him and Mayo out. To be able to absorb Ridley, they don't know if to be able to absorb Mayo. But either way, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. Your Dallas Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. That's a huge fucking win.
Huge win.
All right, let's just put all this shit out on the table now. Fucking get it over with.
Nuts out.
Because it pains me to give them credit, but I like DeMarco Murray, kid. And they're committing to him.
That finally. And the guy is you got to see him in person. The guy's a fucking monster.
He's thanks like, to you. I have.
Yeah. He's a monster. He looks like he's wearing two sets of pads. He's about 6'3". He runs different than, a lot of these running backs. He looks like a tight end running the ball. I mean, he's a monster, and he's obviously doing something good, and he opens up Dez and everybody else.
Oh, they gave him the rock. They gave him 29 times.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And that's what you got to do to these guys. You just got to fucking feed them. Keep them on the field. Like Adrian Peterson, who can't stay on the field, but they just didn't ever keep him on the field enough. I always feel like he's too in and out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he might be done, kid. You reading about what a fucking idiot? First of all, he says, he made it smoke a little cron.
Yeah.
He had to fucking go to, and then he's, what's he doing smoking? You can't fucking stop smoking weed,
Six kids, six different women?
Six kids, six different women. I don't know. They're saying if he's found something, I can't even fucking follow. Between him and Jameis Winston, I can't follow what's going on. It feels like every 2 minutes, there's some bottom line thing saying Winston's getting recharged or that Peterson's going to fucking jail the rest of his life. What's the deal with Winston? Not to freaking. What's going on? I can't even make heads or tails of this.
I don't know. They said that the local PD kind of held up the investigation and everybody kind of looked out for him. But, at the end of the day, it just seems like it's a disaster with whoever is involved with that. Winston's a mess. He doesn't help his case by all that stupid shit he does. I guess they're going to relook at his code of conduct or something with the school. So he'll probably get a slap on the wrist. I think they're just doing this to try and save some face. But you'd not want him being your NFL quarterback.
Was that what it is? Because I'm fucking driving down the street and my phone fucking blows up. Stupid fucking ringtone. And it's like, Jameis Winston, breaking news, Jameis Winston. And that's all it is? They're just going to look into the case again?
Yeah, I think so. The code of conduct. I don't understand it. They have three people that are going to hear the case, and then he can pick the one that he thinks is most favorable to hear his case. It's kind of a weird, justice system in the college world down there.
He should just quit and declare for the draft right now.
And Maurice Claret.
Yeah. He'd be a fool to go back in for another year. He's just bound something's going to happen again. Something's going to happen again or he gets hurt.
He needs to stop.
Whatnot. Oh, college football season. I do miss it because I'm going to football, my own football. I'm getting one and I don't have a fucking TV. Then I go to a bar and I get stuck watching these fucking shit games.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always some Cal fan who wants to watch fucking Cal Washington or something.
And Cal fans look like they all belong to ISIS, man.
No, this one didn't. But, and just, you get stuck and there's always some fucking jackhole San Fran Giant fan who wants to watch fucking playoff baseball, which I'd rather watch USC play Oregon State than watch fucking, again, than watch San Francisco St. Louis, although you got to hand it to them. Quick baseball. No, I am a baseball fan, but I don't like to watch the playoffs with the Red Sox on in it. But it's Kansas City's interesting to watch because Kansas City's this movement. I read an article a few years back, and it's actually nice to see some of these articles fucking pan out that's saying that these teams will go into a movement of just drafting quote-unquote athletes, guys that might not even played high school baseball or really good, then went and played college football or college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't make it at that. And they said they went and drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what Kansas City did. And if you take a look at it, makes sense. They got a bunch of freaking brothers running around there.
Yeah, they look good, man.
They're fast as hell.
Hosmer and Gordon, those two picks are like kind of prodigy guys. The other people, for the most part, I think are kind of what you said, the athlete that turns into the star.
And that's the thing too. You get the number one pick fucking 20 years in a row. You're going to hit on a few of them, right?
Yeah,
are you that incompetent that you can't fucking put together a few other team, players?
You're right.
You should, even though first pick in baseball is really a crapshoot, you can never tell. I wouldn't know who the first pick is this year. I think it should be Todd Gurley. But nah, they would never draft. No one's ever going to draft a running back. You won't even see running backs taken in the top 10, I think, in the future. Maybe Gurley, though. Suspended indefinitely. So anyway, Johnny Manziel can make the news because Johnny Manziel came out and defended him. Yeah.
That guy just, I mean, it makes Johnny Manziel look stupid for even talking on the subject when he kind of, you know, denied he was involved in it last year. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a bad move for him to open his mouth. But at the same time, these guys should be able to make as much money as they can, sign him whatever it is they want to sign.
Signing their fucking autograph. If someone's paying for signing their fucking name, homie should be able to make money for signing his fucking name.
Yeah.
Famous fleeting. Shit, look what's happening to Manziel. You know, I still think he's going to have his day, like I've been saying, but what if he gets stuck behind Hoyer? What if he never fucking really, you know, pans out?
Dude, there's more have-nots than, you know, than most guys that make it. I mean, he should take all that money. I don't know how those guys live down there with on scholarships without getting any cash. So good for them to make someone they can.
Yeah, but he's suspended indefinitely. Old Georgia came out and waxed. Who was they? Freaking Missouri. Michael Thamleth, Missouri. Fucking, they went without him. Georgia's one of those factories just keeps going. Plug him in and keep going. Like the Mississippi State Bulldogs and Dan Mullen. Got to give a little shout out to Dan Mullen. I don't know if you know Dan Mullen's story.
A little bit, but
from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Is he a UNH guy?
No, he went to Ursinus. He was in Pennsylvania. It's one of those fucking podunk liberal arts schools in fucking. I think it's a liberal arts school, but it might be a state school. Who knows? You know, one of those many schools in the Northeast. Division III school. When I coached at Union College, we played against them. But, yeah, you know, kind of guy found his way out of the chainsaw bracket. You know, was an assistant coach at Wagner, a few other places. Was the offensive coordinator at Florida in the mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Left the Mississippi State. He's been there a while now. Mm-hmm. Done a decent job. Fuck, number one team in the country.
He's been getting a couple of like, huge recruiting classes somehow.
Yeah, and they waxed. They went out and waxed Auburn yesterday.
Mississippi State being good does nothing for me. I mean,
really? I know.
I'd rather watch Ole Miss. I do got to get down there to a game at some point. It sounds like it's spectacular.
Really?
You saw College Game Day down at the Grove last week. I mean, it looks
That's the one with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That was the one Katy Perry was on.
That's why I want to go.
Oh, you're the fucking worst. You see that she's playing the Super Bowl?
Thank God.
You're fucking nuts, man. See, they isolate fans like me, and they fucking open themselves up to people like you.
Katy Perry all right, but I do think there's probably...
I can't name a song she sings. No, hear me roar.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. She's that one, right?
Yeah. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Okay, I do know that one.
No, but Aerosmith, any kind of mainstream 45-year-old guy would like, I think, better than Katy Perry. You know what I mean?
What?
Like a more mainstream, or not mainstream, but
regular
more,
fucking Joe Blood, fucking American male such as myself.
Fucking Bon Jovi or somebody.
I don't know about Bon Jovi so much, but yes, classic rock. Yes,
yeah. Sting.
Nah, I don't want a Brit on the fucking. Needs to be an American rock band. Kiss.
Yeah, there you go.
Although every time I watch fucking more and more of that show, Fourth and Loud, I lose more and more respect for fucking Gene. But
oh man,
but Katy Perry's the worst. She's freaking on game day, telling the fucking Oklahoma quarterback to call her. I'm classless. She didn't even decorum. How old is she, too? She's like 30 years old, isn't she?
She's old enough for me.
I think she's like 25 or something.
Is she that young? She was married to Russell Brand there for a while, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, she's that young? I don't think so. Look, research staff, look that up. Andy, where are you? Google that.
Staff, get on it.
Google that.
I was a little off. She's 29.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's pushing 30. You know, not that, you know, she can't be banning college guys if she wants to, but it was classless and there was no freaking room for that on College Game Day. Of course, it's ESPN. And she threw the mascot head, didn't she? Something like that?
Yeah.
And she gave the mascot head. Ho! Oh! Hey now! Boy. Speaking of heads, how about the head of Jerry Kill, the Minnesota fucking head coach? The guy looks like a fucking gopher. I just saw a picture of him. He looks like a fucking mascot.
It's amazing. He's still hanging in there, though. I give him credit with all the seizures and whatever he has.
And they've been a decent team. Well, they should be a decent team.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think they'd be better than they are.
Huh. My boy Fredette's trying to call, and he says it's not accepting calls. I don't know, maybe he didn't pay his bill or not. Try to make sense out of this freaking college scenario. Okay, we got five undefeated teams left. The Irish, Notre Dame, Florida State, they play each other. One of them's going to fuck in. Yep. They're going to eat each other up. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, so aforementioned, they play each other like Thanksgiving night or something like that, yeah, don't they?
That's awesome.
Traditionally, some, I think they do, yeah. There's always one of those games like, all right, I'll watch it anyway. Now you're talking maybe the 1-2 team in the country. Wouldn't that be Wouldn't that be something? So they're gonna knock each other out. It's too late in the year. So what are we looking at? We looking at Baylor, maybe?
That was a crazy game, dude.
I didn't get a chance to watch it. I saw the highlights.
Fuck, man. With 24 points in the fourth quarter to 10 minutes down, they came back. Man, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And TCU supposedly a defensive team.
Yeah.
Gary Peterson, but he coached at Kalamazoo, which is school not that far away, but I digress. Oregon, they're going to sneak back in, man. They're going to sneak back in. UCLA is fucking pretenders. Sorry, yeah. Andy. It's ridiculous. Seriously. They're a talented team, and they're just squeaking by every week.
What do you think of Mora and the D coordinator getting into it and him taking off his headset and handing it to Mora saying, hey, you do the job? Is that stuff happen on the sideline?
Yeah, it does happen, of course. Of course. But what I say to that is, yeah, he should do the fucking job. He's the head coach. Mm-hmm. Guys do it. Guys do it the pros. Guys do it the fucking, you know. That's what I hate about coaches that don't fucking call anything. Because really, you're like a fucking prisoner to the guy who's calling it.
Yeah.
You fucking call it. I agree with him. That shit happens, you know. People fist fight and stuff and you know. But they're in trouble. Look, I mean, they're done. Not a national title, huh?
No, they're done, dude. But, dude, you watch at Mariota and Oregon, man, they are playing at a different level. I mean, that guy is sick.
He's the best player in the country.
Yeah.
He's the best player I've seen. I haven't seen, what's his name, play Dak Prescott from Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly he's the real deal, too. I don't know. I haven't seen him play. But I know Mariota's fucking good, tell you that much.
Well, did you know, and speaking of Notre Dame, you know, they're going to, they're going to lose at some point. But they could end up losing a couple games. They still have a tough schedule. They're playing at Arizona State.
Yeah.
Coming out here to SC.
Florida State.
Yeah. I mean, those could be three losses. And if ASU keeps rolling, it's going to be huge.
Stanford?
Yeah.
They beat Stanford.
They play Stanford.
No, they played Stanford, didn't they?
Yeah, they already did. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So they have some big games coming up still. I mean, and then you add in that Navy and probably they play Rice and some other shitty teams.
Yeah, they'll lose. Yeah. They'll lose. So they'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adam, who are we looking at? Baylor, Oregon, one of the Mississippis.
Yeah, and what about Bama?
Yeah, Bama's always fucking lurking. The process.
Yeah.
He's always fucking lurking around the corner. Though they barely won yesterday, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been two losses in a row. Yeah, that was a lot of luck. But, dude, I mean, you can't give up on a Nick Saban team, man. That guy looks like he's miserable.
He is miserable. He's fucking meticulous with everything. It's gross. Speaking of gross, LSU in Florida. Speaking of fucking big recruiting classes, is it not every time you watch the Todd McShay freaking, well, not Todd McShay, but you know, like the top recruits, seems like they always go to LSU, Alabama, and LSU's not even ranked.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what you do with them when you get them, right?
How is LSU in Florida both unranked?
Shit, I know.
It's halfway through the college season.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? Of course, a lot of people, I like Les Miles because I think he's funny to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But people have said for years he's a terrible fucking in-game manager and not a very good user of talent, but I don't know.
Shit, I mean, he won, what, two titles?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just he's in a downward peak or downward slope right now.
You got a lot of good football teams out there. In Florida, Muschamp is done. Speaking of done teams, I was a little disappointed in the Nittany Lions dropping one to fucking Michigan.
Oof.
Unwatchable game. I didn't watch it, but I didn't want to watch it.
It was funny, man. I got sucked into watching that last night.
Really?
Before I went out. Yeah, I watched that. It was either that or it was that Bama-Arkansas game that just ended. And it's like, do you want to watch Tulane-UConn? Or do you want to watch the one you talked about? So I watched Michigan. And it's boring to watch. Those teams suck. That kid Hackenberg's pretty good, but my God, is Michigan just kind of taking a shit?
Oh, yeah. Brady Hoke's one of those guys who just fucking walks around the sidelines. He's a cheerleader. You know, he makes fucking $3 million to be a recruiter / cheerleader.
Yeah.
You know, my boy is the quarterback coach at Penn State. And he's fucking looking too good right now. I mean, Hackenberg's good, but shit. Of course, they can't keep him upright.
Yeah.
It's always about up front. What, he got sacked 10 times or something?
Got dacked a couple times, yeah.
But here's the thing. And Ricky, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, because I told you I tried to get on the program, and he's like, yeah, I'll call in. And then like 10 minutes before the program, he's like, oh, no, they said I can't fucking, the school says I can't do any, you know, unsanctioned or fucking things, whatever. Mm-hmm. So fuck him. Anyway, I think to me that's like, a little bit that is on the play caller. I mean, if you know you can't protect, you got to get rid of the ball fucking quick.
Yep.
And there are ways to get rid of the ball quick. Taking 10 sacks, man.
Sucks.
I mean, there's got to be ways you can get the ball out. They're done for now. They know this one of those schools. If Penn State has a little bit of patience, you know, Franklin, 2-3 years from now, they'll be back.
Yeah. Too big of a school, too big of a talent pool to pull from.
Too big of a tradition.
Yeah.
High school football means too much in that state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's a type of, he just had to testify in some, I don't know, some fucking sexual assault case at Vanderbilt. I don't really have the facts.
Oh,
really
no,
straight.
They were, what was it? Yeah, there was some, he hid a sexual assault thing.
No, I don't think
called,
it was that
he
much.
Called the girl to kind of check in on him. You know what he's doing. He's trying to bury the story, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Did you read about what happened in, not to get off track, what happened in New Jersey?
There is a track?
Yeah.
Well,
New Jersey, the high school?
Some kind of hazing in a shower or something?
Yeah, so the seniors were hazing the freshmen for a couple weeks last month in September and sounded uncomfortable, I guess is the best way to put it. But it wasn't the worst stuff that we've heard. It wasn't this crazy hazing where kids were doing very, very bad things to one another. This was disgusting, but the number one kid that was the ringleader was going to Penn State. He's like Penn State's number one recruit, so he got arrested at his house Friday night. Six other kids did. I mean, they are in these families, and the town's torn apart because, you know, you've got the seniors' parents saying, hey, you know, this was just horseplay. And then you've got the freshman parents whose kids got diddled, and they're all upset. So there is kind of a war, but they suspended the season or the team, or I'm sorry, yeah, they suspended the football team for the rest of the season. So there's no more games, freshman, JV, or varsity.
And no specifics?
In terms of
what was he doing? What were they doing? They were just fucking like slapping ass type shit.
I think a little bit more internal, but yeah,
putting shit up his ass. You mean?
Yeah,
you mean internal. This is not a PG program, Brian Ingles.
Look at me getting nervous.
Yeah, really?
It had they were doing stuff to each other's buttocks.
They were to each other like consensually.
No, like they were holding down the freshmen. They were sticking their fingers up their ass, and then they're putting them in their mouths. I don't get it. Why
they put it in the freshman's mouth, or they put it in their own mouth?
The freshman's mouth.
That's unsanitary.
I hear that's how Ebola's traveled. You know.
Speaking of the PC police, you see the Jaguars, issued a statement of apology because their mascot had a towel, like a terrible towel,
oh, yeah,
in Pittsburgh, and it says this towel has Ebola.
Yeah,
and it was an outcry.
That's kind of funny.
The PC police. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, look at the fucking guy. PC police is out in full force in San Diego State. You see this, you know, the Aztecs.
What's up?
Big petition going around that the Aztec is a stereotypical native.
They went through this 10 years ago where they changed the main logo to what it is now.
Which is like an arrowhead, right?
Yeah. Previously, it was more along the Redskin line of actually looking like possibly a Native American, and now it looks like a goddamn arrow. So I don't... You know, they're just going to, they'll keep, you know, harping on it until they get whatever they want.
The group that's organizing the protest is the Queer People of Color Collective. So, there you go. A serious, very serious organization that doesn't mess around, takes their fucking Native American history serious.
This show's on after this, right?
Hey, speaking of Native American history, isn't tomorrow fucking Columbus Day?
Yeah.
I don't get that off. What the fuck? It's a national holiday. I don't even think they deliver mail.
I thought that was more of an East Coast holiday, no?
Columbus Day?
I never got it off.
Really?
Yeah, it's to private school, Catholic school.
My father was fucking, I think I've had this conversation with him like 10 times. What? That's a national holiday. That's a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I would like to have it off.
No shit.
Of course, who wouldn't?
What are you teaching the kids now?
If we want to turn this into an English podcast, we actually start in the book Into the Wild tomorrow.
Nice.
You've already seen the movie?
Yeah, I never read the book by Krakow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually never read the book, so I got to get going on that.
No shit.
I have seen, because, please, fourth grade reading level. Yeah. It's a good, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I already know how it ends, though, so what the fuck? What's he do? He fucking poisonous berries, right?
What drove him out there, or what he did when he...
No,
how
he died.
Yeah, yeah, he was eating poisonous berries. But he was living out there, man. I mean, he wore down his immune system, and he lived pretty harsh out there. I don't know if you see the book, you look at the pictures, man, that guy was living out there literally like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, well, I saw that. Yeah, he was living in like a VW van or something.
Yeah, it's hot.
He was unprepared for the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of unprepared, Mike Vick, how the fuck... How does a fucking guy who's been playing that long, you hear what he said the other day, last week? He's like, yeah, you know, I really wasn't fucking prepared.
Yeah, he says he's just there to get a fucking paycheck.
Bro, if you weren't prepared to get paid freaking $5 million a year, whatever he's getting paid, maybe not that much.
Why wouldn't you cut him right away?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Fuck,
you know, I defend Rex. I have in the past.
Yeah.
But him and Gino. Gino's a fucking dolt too, man. And another guy
doesn't know time zones. That's the best.
Yeah, come on. Doesn't the phone automatically change what time? What fucking kind of phone is he rocking?
I hear he has a flip phone.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, of course not. Galaxy 4. Even still, I believe that when I flew back and forth.
Yeah, it just automatically. It
automatically changes time.
Yeah.
Come on, Gino. They say there's a lot of infighting or a lot of bad. Yeah.
Well, didn't he go to the movies the night before as well? Do something like...
Well, that's what it was. And he thought he went to the wrong movie and missed the meeting or something like that. Yeah, him and a couple of the other fucking guys. You know they fucking put one up in the air on the way to the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just what you do because movies are fucking way better high. You know? But, oh, poor Mike. They lost today. They ran with the Broncos for a minute, but...
And Peyton looks like a fucking machine, dude.
Yeah, he is a machine, unfortunately. Big old fucking four-headed fucking machine, Peyton. Peyton.
Nationwide is on your side.
He's doing Nationwide? I don't even know. I don't even fucking care.
It's a great commercial,
to watch that. I don't even like the Hans and Franz commercial.
Oh.
I can watch that fucking commercial 1,000 times, and obviously we're going to have to.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Still ain't going to make me fucking go Allstate or State Farm or fucking farmersonly.com or something, whatever.
Selling. That's a good website to get on and start dating for you.
No, kid, I'm fucking on the internet, fucking dating websites. They're fucking...
What are you out there?
That's a personal question. That's what you have to do. You've never done it?
No.
Really? No. Oh, man, now I really feel fucking bad.
No,
Fuck.
No. If I had the opportunity to go on there, I would be on there and probably would take over my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, be careful what you fucking wish for. You know what I mean? It's like the genie fucking out of the bottle.
Yeah.
It's like you could fucking have two fucking dates a night for every fucking night of the week if you really wanted to. You know what I mean?
Not in that teacher salary. You're not going to be doing that.
Right. Right. I can't afford that, but I don't know, man. And the one thing I've taken away from this fucking internet dating stuff is... CrossFit is fucking where it's at. It's like every fucking woman in the world is into CrossFit.
Good for them. That's cool.
I'm not into it. Have you ever done it?
No. You know what's funny? I just saw a guy in my neighborhood today that I passed and I was talking to him. He goes to the gym across the street from me. He goes twice a week, $160 a month. And he says it's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Every fucking woman in the fucking planet is into fucking CrossFit.
Yeah. I mean, are you, what do you decide? What do you?
I should just go, instead of fucking in a day, I should just go from CrossFit to CrossFit. Fucking, you know what I mean? Because this is the worst fucking feeling. You're like, oh, how'd you guys meet? You know what I mean?
Hey, there's a lot. I actually went to a match.com wedding.
Really? Yeah, well, fucking, yeah.
So it's real.
Oh, it's definitely real. I'm shocked, Brian Ingles, that you've never fucking been on an internet dating website. I think you're fucking putting your cards close to the vest.
I have never. I know what I'd be doing if I was on there. I'd be trolling. I'd probably be on Tinder looking for more of a quick fix.
Tinder's a Facebook thing, no? Or is that its own thing?
I'm not even on Facebook, so I don't know. I don't know how that hooks up.
Yeah, you're a fucking good marketer, man. You don't even fucking market your cell phone. I respect it, though. I respect it.
I don't trust myself.
Kid, have you found us a fucking bookie yet? We need to stop betting.
NFL or college or both?
Both. We got to fucking bet. We should bet each other. But they just, have you seen this fucking Microsoft Cortana computer that's like picking games?
Mm-hmm.
Did all right this week.
Mm-hmm.
Colts, Titans, Ravens, Broncos, Lions, Pats. How are the Pats fucking underdogs? Because I think there was a lot of info going out about Brady being hurt.
Oh, yeah, more than usual, right?
Yeah, more than normal fucking Bill Belichick trying to be coy and putting him on the freaking thing. But Yeah, I don't know. What's his name that fooled Tom Curran, who's been saying that he was really hurt? And he didn't look at today. But they were minus one to Buffalo. Come on.
No kidding.
You know?
Cowboys are minus eight, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big spread, man.
Yeah. What if you just take all the picks from Microsoft Cortana and just fucking rolled with it all year, I bet you'd make money.
Dude, I think all that shit, the kind of technology coming out with gambling is going to make it harder and harder to make money, because these bookies in Vegas are going to be relying on these machines, whatever you want to call it, more and more.
Yeah, and then we think about the machines are going to sway the money either way anyway, so it's kind of like cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to, if everybody starts fucking, because you know people are going to stop betting on the computer program, then the fucking line's going to change.
Yeah. Did you see the 30 for 30 on BC?
I wanted to.
Pretty cool, man. But I mean, it really got back to, you know, Henry Hill and Johnny Burke, guys. Whatever his name, all those guys were involved in it. And the BC guys were in some deep shit. I mean, everybody knows BC is the worst place in the world. So those kids were in over their head and taking money.
Stop it. BC's not supposed to. Speaking of Hans and Franz, I went to my first college party ever. I went to a Saturday Night Live theme party at BC. And me and my boy were fucking Hans and Franz. See, it all comes together. BC is not the worst. BC is cool. It's the first college I ever partied at and got drunk. So it's like, it's like your first, you know? What's the first place you ever, what school you ever partied at and got drunk?
UMass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What year? Were you in high school?
Yeah, I think I was sophomore. Yeah. Yeah, I went out there. But a lot of, you know, your senior year of high school, you kind of do the tour where you tell your parents, I'm going to check out this school. And you're just going out there with like an ounce of boomers and going a trip for the whole weekend.
Yeah, UMass is fucking no joke, kid. I fucking left a lot of blood cells in the fucking in DNA, if you know what I mean. I'm like throwing out fucking on the ground DNA, you know. No, yeah. Oh, we haven't even talked about the pro game. There's fucking 22 minutes left. Well, we've talked a little bit about the pro game. I want to get your thoughts on that whole story. And then is another 30 for 30? What is this, a whole new season?
Whole new season's coming up. You got to get a television, bro.
I know. I do. It's just fucking indisposed. But the whole Herschel Walker trade, there's a fucking movie about that.
Yeah.
And now so, Jerry and Jimmy are going back and forth fucking saying, calling each other liars, what?
Yeah, well, I think it's actually, for whatever reason, it kind of came up a month or two ago about them saying, you know, why they parted, you know, ways. And one guy says, I was calling the shots. And there's just a kind of a two total different stories, best way to put it.
Yeah.
And now they got this 30 for 30 coming out, and it sparked up the more conversation between these two guys. One saying I had the idea, one saying the other. But it looks pretty interesting because they talk about Jimmy Johnson, how he used to make all the coaches jog around like at lunch, like Dave Wannstedt and some of these other guys, North Turner. And he was jogging one time and he told the coaches, hey, I'm going to trade Herschel Walker. I mean, that was like five games into the season. That's kind of why it makes it so, you know, monumental, is imagine them trading, you know, Romo or Dez today like this right in the middle of the season. But they hadn't won any games.
Yeah,
they were terrible.
It's one of those ones at the time that shocked everybody. But, you know, and obviously in hindsight, you know, like such a brilliant thing. But you really fucking, it's one of those things now you'd be like, yeah, what? Fucking, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Of course, nobody would ever make a trade like that nowadays. And Cleveland was offering up the fucking house, too.
Well, last year, that was probably the biggest trade in football I remember, was that Richardson trade, or 2 years ago, when they traded Richardson from Cleveland to
Well, you mean the a Colts. Player during a season type thing?
Yeah, like that was the biggest one.
And that was only one number one pick. Herschel was like, what? Number one pick? What was it? Two number ones? Three number twos, something like that.
But they all, they...
And then they got players, and if they released the players, they got picks for them.
Yeah, yeah. So they released, the first thing they did was they cut all these guys right away.
And the Vikings, in order to get Herschel to agree to the trade, said they'll give him a house, just like the house he had in Texas. And they said they would give him a Mercedes-Benz.
How times have changed.
Won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? That's my Herschel Walker impersonation. Terrible. My Herschel needs work. I thought it was cool, though. I was reading the one thing that, I don't know about cool, but kind of funny, that the security code of the building to get into...
3412?
Yeah, it was 3412. They immediately changed it when he left, but... I mean, he was fucking huge.
Huge.
He had 1,500 yards that year, or the year before, and like 500 receiving or something like that.
You don't... And now, just to talk about how big he is, you don't see many players built like him anymore. I mean, you see big guys, but like he was like literally like one of a kind, man. That guy is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Still this day, I mean, everybody talks about his workout and all that stuff. And he's
push-up regiment.
Yeah, yeah.
Freak among freaks. You know, even, I know Jimmy Johnson's not a really big guy, but it was sort of picture of me just fucking, like, swallowing up. Jimmy Johnson's not very big at all, you know, for a guy who played offensive line at Arkansas, but you can back then. What the hell did you do?
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I don't know. You just lost my train of thought. Snap me out of it. I had a fucking very important point I was going to say, Brian.
Talking about size.
How dare you?
No, nah, talking about
nothing. How about Jerry Angelo coming out, the former GM of the Bears? Why the fuck would he even say anything like that? Of course, Mike Ditka had to come out and say, why the fuck do you even say anything like that, Jerry Angelo?
I don't understand why that guy Angelo would say something like that. I mean, he's sort of committing career suicide. Not that he's still going to be working. You know, he's older or whatever, but... Right. I think it's kind of poor taste to say something after the fact.
It is poor taste. Of course they fucking did. Barry Switzer came out the other day saying he used to fucking... He was best friends with the chief of police and fucking... Where is it? Norman?
Yeah,
and they would fucking tell him when things had happened. That's the way things used to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why he would just come out and say hundreds of fucking... But they still do. Like, I was talking about... I don't know if you were on the program or fucking listening, and I still... Fucking rubs me raw seeing Warren Sapp doing the Bud Light commercials and Bud Light fucking being so high and mighty about Ray Rice. Warren Sapp's fucking been arrested on domestic abuse charges before.
Oh, yeah. He went BK as well.
And then, were the other guys still fucking play? He went what?
He went BK, bankrupt.
Oh, I didn't even know that was in it. Shorthand for bankrupt. But yeah. But the other guy's still playing, Ray McDonald.
Yep.
And there's another. Well, Greg Hardy's not playing.
Hardy's not playing, but McDonald is.
Yeah.
Everything's been handled. I mean, all those four cases have all been kind of handled a little differently. And the one you hear probably the least about, which probably means it's the best, has got to be the Hardy. They just kind of said, dude, you're done.
Well, I did remember seeing something about him. He had something to do with guns. He had guns out like he was threatening to fucking kill her type thing. You know, instead of just...
Can't be doing that.
Hitting her. He'll be back. He'll play. Roger friggin' Goodell, though, is going to survive this. He's going to survive this.
Dude, he makes all those guys too much money, man.
60%, New York Times poll, 66% of all Americans think that Roger Goodell should keep his job.
It was hot there for a while.
Yeah, I thought for a minute he wasn't going to survive it, but I don't think he should fucking be fired for this. Come on, this is a fucking fluid situation. Yeah. I mean, things change, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's I don't know. Who knows? Who knows anything about anything? I know the Bills got sold for $1.4 billion to this fucking guy. The Buffalo Bills. Why is there a team in Buffalo? However, hallelujah, I should have been talking about this earlier. You see that they're freaking pretty much it's on. Fucking they're saying at least one team's going to be in L.A. by the next 2 years. Who do you think it's going to be? If it's going to be Oakland, San Diego, it'd be awesome, kid.
Read a great article saying that L.A. is such you know, everyone talks about it being the media market and all this, but that they have, the NFL is such an opportunity to do something for their brand, and the last thing you want to do is put the Raiders down here.
Why?
They just think the Raiders are, I mean, generally kind of come off as bad for the league, wouldn't you think? I mean, wouldn't you want a team that would be a little bit more well-received out of the Rams? Like, anyone but the Raiders, but I do love the Raiders. Greatest uniforms in sports.
Sorry. I understand what you're saying. Raider fans are thuggish.
Yeah.
If you will. But that would be something. They put fucking San Diego and Oakland, the Raiders and the Chargers in the fucking L.A.
Well, so the Chargers spokesman, this guy Mark Fabiani, who has the greatest job in the world.
Okay.
He's a spokesman in L.A., does his talk, and nothing happens. Long story short, he said that they don't want a team in L.A. unless it's the Chargers because it cuts into 30% of the revenue.
Who said that again?
This guy, the spokesman for the Chargers.
This
said,
who? What does he know?
Exactly.
A lot more than I do, but the someone's coming. Just fucking make it the Rams and the fucking Raiders.
Put them out there by put them out where I was last night by the Forum, like that Hollywood Park. Great.
That's Inglewood, right?
Yeah,
that's the one they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean it's not beautiful out there by any means, but dude, you can do a ton of shit out there. The freeway access is great. You can still get all the people with all the money from Hollywood and all that shit down there.
By the Staples Center would be a fucking zoo.
Yeah.
I still think the one out by where I live, out in industry.
You just can't get enough people out there, man.
Oh, come on, dude.
No,
fucking Inland Empire has got fucking, how many people live in the Inland Empire? More people live in the Inland Empire than do in the state of Massachusetts.
What, are you going to take your cigarette boat up there? I mean, dude, this is no one's going out there.
What the fuck does that even mean, cigarette boat? No. Fucking riverways and waterways out there. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know. I guess it's not going out there. But the good news is something's coming. Two teams. I don't know if they could fucking handle it.
Nah, infrastructure. I think it'll just be one. Would you buy season tickets for it or not?
It's a good question. No. No, I wouldn't buy season tickets. That's too much of a commitment for me, man. You know, I don't fucking commit every fucking Sunday to doing that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you can go anytime you want.
Like those, what do they call, flex packages? You know, like...
Yeah.
You see more in college where they kind of take the two big games, they kind of split them apart, give you the shitty games, and you can get to like three or four. That'd be ideal.
And like I said, the fucking TV timeouts are fucking laborious.
Oh, yeah.
Vocab word, laborious.
Yep.
But it's like, maybe one or two. Speaking of which, I'm going to go San Diego, Oakland. Take the train down there with a buddy of mine. Is that the way to do it?
You'll take it from downtown and you will get off a little bit past the stadium. You have somebody meet you down there? You're taking it literally door to door.
Door to door.
Awesome.
Is there a bus or something you can go from the...
No, not to get into it, but...
Logistics.
Yeah, you'll figure it out, man.
It's a trolley or something.
But what about the Patriots game down there first weekend of December?
I didn't even know that was fucking the case, kid.
I mean, dude, why would you go to the Raider game?
What? Am I that fucking out of it?
Yeah.
I thought it was in New England. It's in San Diego?
San Diego, December 5th.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to. Why am I even fucking around?
Yeah. Good story, though.
Good story. It's a Sunday, 10 o'clock or 1 o'clock game?
I think it's a Sunday night game.
Thursday game? These Thursday games, these guys are fucking right, dude. They're dangerous, man. You got a game Sunday, you're fucking running it back on Thursday. That's fucking hard.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking, you know, you feel like shit still on Wednesday. How are you supposed to go out there and practice hard? These guys aren't even... Usually they don't even practice Monday, Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Aaron Foster was like talking, you know, if they're looking out for our health, get rid of this Thursday games. I mean, literally, just like you said, people aren't ready to go on Thursday.
Yeah, and all these Thursday games have been bad, although this last one, the Texan game, and the Texans ended up coming back a little bit. Andrew Luck is really shooting up my fucking most hated list.
Why?
Because he's fucking Asperger's, you know what I mean? He's like a fucking nerd.
You
know, he's like a savant.
Yeah.
He's like, not that.
His voice makes makes my back hair stand up.
Yeah, right. He's just freaking, I don't know. He's easy to dislike.
Mm-hmm.
Poor facial hair.
No shit. But dude, the guy can play, man.
I think in the next 2-3 years, he's going to be the best one.
Who are your top quarterbacks right now?
No particular order. I still think Tom, especially after day like today. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. Not really a big of a fucking mystery, is it?
What about Rivers, man?
Phil Rivers right there. Fucking Tony Romo's right there.
Yeah.
Tony Romo got the fucking numbers. Yeah, you know, as much as people like to fucking bag on him, myself included, he's pretty fucking good.
Well, his numbers are more favorable than Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers has got the ring, right? So it's like fucking a wash.
Yeah.
And Tony Romo cannot wear a suit for the life of him. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but... You know, he's got like, people always pull out these fucking Tony Romo numbers. They're like, you got the greatest quarterback percentage, rating and fucking history, most comeback wins or some bullshit. And I'm like, you know, guys, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucking figured it out defensively a little bit, I guess.
So the next two games, I mean, they you could literally see them going a 5 or 6 game winning streak from now on through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then you could see them fucking dropping 3 in a row.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you're right.
You know, and you can't make heads or tails of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
No fucking who's been looking really good too is Baltimore.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Baltimore blew out Tampa Bay. Not that means anything, but they're pounding the ball. Flacco's bringing. They're playing defense. What is it? Why is Maryland every fucking Maryland team? And this really got me going last night with Baltimore. Why do they have this state flag like it's the fucking only state in the country with fucking a state flag? And it's an ugly fucking state flag. You know what I mean?
It's all those crazy colors, right? Like University of Maryland wears those weird fucking uniforms.
Yeah, University of Maryland. The Orioles were rocking shit last night. The fucking Ravens use it as their like fucking thing.
Wait, exactly. You're Maryland. Who cares?
Every state has a flag. Is every state going to be fucking rocking their fucking emblem? You know what I mean?
No. Jesus.
What is this, like a clothing brand? You know?
It's hot.
Every fucking, yeah. Although Maryland isn't that bad of a state. I wouldn't, you know, it's been nice down there, I suppose. Oh, yeah, but they look good. Who else look good? We only got a few minutes left. Might as well get fucking through these games. Brian Hoyer and the Cleveland fucking Browns blowing out Pittsburgh. It's another team. It just can't.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can't fucking put your finger on that squad.
You're talking about Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, hard to believe they're getting smoked by Cleveland. Those are games, I'll watch anything in that North Division there. Just, you'd love kind of watching all those teams. They're all kind of similar, tough football, but to see them getting blown out is hard, especially by Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer's not bad. I mean, you know, since last, he's not bad. He's not a bad quarterback, and they play good, pretty good defense anyway. But yeah, that the division's good. It's the Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Cincinnati tied Carolina, the first tie in a while. Well, I don't know. Actually, last year, my
friend wanted me to bring this up. Why are there ties? Why? Like, explain. Don't they have to change this? You can't have a game end in a tie.
Are you going to have a field goal kicking contest?
No, keep playing another goddamn quarter.
He's talking about health. You're talking about hell. Fuck.
Oh, do start at the 25.
College rule?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Have to do something.
They will.
The tie's a joke.
They will. A tie like this will set it off. Someone will get a hair cross. I think they've been talking about it anyway.
Yeah, doing something. But I mean, I do agree, though, that like how it's been in the past where whoever won the coin flip basically won. And I think that's screwed up.
Well, now they got a chance to match the field goals.
Yeah, so it's better now, but dude, you can't have Atlanta.
Yeah, just go to the college system. I don't get why they don't.
Yeah. I mean, but then again, some teams will say, hey, well, you know, a more area, you know, long passes or whatever it is, and that kind of hinders our game doing the 25 yards. But figure out a way to end the game.
Atlanta just folded.
Ugh.
Good.
Ugh.
You know, maybe they'll get rid of Mike Smith. Maybe Arthur Blank will fire himself. You know,
No more bus commercials.
I guess is this going to put the fucking end the Matt Ryan being fucking elite status? You know, I like PC. I know you don't, but I want Matt Ryan to do well. But fuck.
Oh yeah. You always want. Yeah, Matt Ryan was great for BC.
BC.
They were number one there for a little while, but
they were.
Is he not? He's not the same level as these other guys we talked about earlier. Not even close, right?
No, not Tavi. I mean, you know. Other than the first year of Peyton Manning's career, his team's never been bad. Tom Brady's team's never been bad. Now, I know it's a team sport, but a lot has to do with the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers' team's never been bad. Looks like Atlanta's bad for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they, 2-4?
Yeah, I think you got to give him the rest of the season.
They got to wear some of that.
Yeah.
Oakland's got to wear it, too. Look how they give him a fight. You know, it's the NFL. They could have won that game.
Man, crazy.
Could have won that game. But Oakland fans should be wanting them to lose. Well, that's the one game they want them to win, the San Diego game, maybe Denver.
Yeah, maybe Denver.
But they should just be pulling for the number one pick.
Yep.
Marcus Mariota. Fucking Raiders of fucking Marcus Mariota in L.A.
Yeah, but what about, they just drafted Derek Carr.
Yes. Fucking second round pick. Get the quarterback situation right. Seriously.
I hear you.
You know? Lions have all of a sudden turned into this defensive team. Which is great. I'm not a big Jim Schwartz. You see that bullshit that couple weeks ago?
Getting carried off the field. Talked about
it. I guess they planned that.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him.
It's JV.
Yeah, that's why his last name is Schwartz, honestly.
I'm glad. Whew, is that anti-Semitic?
No.
Believe
just,
it is.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
My sister-in-law is Jewish. My niece is a Jewish, for fuck's sake.
No, I'm just talking about Schwartz. It just sounds like
Schwartz. Yeah, it's kind of a fucking shitty name, huh?
Yeah.
Good. The Patriots put up 37 on his defense today. I was a little nervous about that defense, but yeah.
How's Spike's doing for those guys?
Saw him today doing Spike things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Jerry Hughes, I fucking couldn't listen to the game because I was surrounded, you know, I was in the bar, but I think Jerry Hughes got flacked for throwing the end bomb, congratulating his own boy. Like, yeah. Because they threw a flag on him, and it was a big flag, you know, Patriots and him scoring. On a third down play, Spike's made a huge hit, and he gets off over Spike's, and he's like, nah. And the guy just threw a flag. He must have dropped the end bomb.
It's ridiculous.
It is stupid.
Yeah.
But the guys fucking say if they want it.
It's just funny that the guy that's generally throwing the flag is about 5'10",
the whitest
150 pounds, white guy from Draken.
No, and fucking. I don't know. I hope it doesn't. You know, a big situation, guy throws an M-ball, because it's fucking part of the fucking lexicon now, man. It's part of the culture. A bunch of squares. Jacksonville, Tennessee, in the least watchable football game in the fucking NFL.
Speaking of that, did you see what the final verdict was on that guy, Baronis?
Yeah, he was cocked.
Cocked. And then the lady saying, or his wife saying she had one beer. Basically, the guy got hammered and just drove around and just started fucking going off on people.
Yeah, and she lied. Terry Bradshaw's wife lied.
Yeah.
She didn't know he was fucking, you know, when he's a high schooler, fucking sitting in his room, the door locked, fucking getting drunk and then climbs out the window.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
Sounds pretty scary though, but if anything, I listen to his parents talk about it, and as you know, most people tend to get glorified in death, and his dad basically kind of,
Yeah, the old man was hard on him, huh?
Yeah, just said, hey, he made a mistake and da-da-da, and you don't really hear that. You hear, oh, he would never do this kind of bullshit, but it sounds like he was cocked and was out. You know, almost like, you know, Dazed and Confused style. It's driving around harassing people.
Yeah, how fucking, you know, I've talked about it last time I was on. I mean, how fucking dumb do you have to be? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did fucking, oh, thank God it was just a single fucking car crash.
Yeah, no shit.
Whatever. Fuck him. Oh, well. Terry Bradshaw doesn't look too, I saw him yucking it up today. You know?
Yeah, you want to talk about rebounding nicely. That guy, fucking, he's back at it.
But, you know, it's your freaking son-in-law, and he's only been a son-in-law for like a few months anyway. You know, yeah. Give me a fucking break.
All right.
Life goes on. I'm sure Terry's lost a lot of buddies. Colin Kaepernick fined by the fucking Gestapo of the NFL for wearing fucking
Beats.
Pink Beats at that.
Well, they say that they're just going to keep wearing them because Apple's going to pay for it. Apple will keep paying the 10 grand.
Right. Where's that money go? I'd love to know where that money goes.
Not to us, man, but it should. Well, no, it probably goes. It probably goes to charity. I would hope. I mean, but you know,
well,
who knows?
I mean,
what that
fuck
means.
It all goes to the same thing. It could be going to Goodell. He's making $42 million a year. You know what I mean? The money's coming from somewhere. It's all going to the same pot, so to speak.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know what they do with it, but 10 grand for wearing fucking headphones. You know, and this is a fucking good one. This is social media, and this is it because we're fucking done. Stupidity of social media. A guy was flashing a fucking laser in a uniform. You see that?
Yeah,
he
flashed
it, and he was tweeting about it. Fucking retired. He's like, that's me. A Lion fan.
It's kind of scary, man, when you think about that.
What?
Just that if you're out there and you're about to kick and you're getting that little red dot on you.
Yeah, I you know, I'm surprised it doesn't blind more people. I'm surprised it's never, there got to be lasers out there that do fucking blind you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be. And they get their hands on, someone gets their hands on somebody and it's a big fucking play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess they would just fucking, what would they do? Would you challenge it?
Who knows?
Oh, you know, the challenge, he had light in his eye. Throw the fucking flag.
The guy in the upper deck.
Oh, throw the flag. Flags have been fucking unbearable as always. This fucking pass interference shit, a defensive hold on this fucking...
Dude, there's too many flags, man.
Watching it is brutal. Yeah. It's like watching fucking baseball. But I can't give up on football, man. What else do I fucking have? Pro wrestling?
You actually have nothing.
Nothing. Thanks. I meant sports sense. I meant as far as viewership. Hockey? Bruins looked awful the last two fucking
nights.
Yeah,
they didn't look too good. There's a game down here tonight, I noticed.
The Kings game.
Yeah, so a lot of those. Have you ever seen those retro jerseys a lot of people wearing?
Purple and yellow ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been to a ton of Kings games.
It's a good time.
Yeah, hockey games are fun to go to. More fun than fucking football games, it appears to be. I still think basketball games, pro basketball games, to me, are the most fun to go to. I don't know why. It's just freaking in. Because when you're up close, you realize that these fucking freaks are fucking taking like three steps and throwing this fucking
it's crazy.
Ball in. It just seems like the downtime isn't as much.
Yeah.
Although there is. We all know the last 2 minutes of a basketball game take forever.
No doubt.
All right, speaking of the last 2 minutes, we're done. Minute and a half left. Games this week? You going to any Cowboy games? USC games? Nothing?
Nothing this week, man.
So what's your schedule tomorrow? What are you going to do to make the fucking push the Cowboy brand tomorrow?
Already started tonight, my man. Everything that we have on the shelf, images getting blasted out to people, probably going to create some new jerseys for new Rolando McClain jersey.
This is it. Strangle the Irons hockey. This is definitely the hardest they've been since you've worked for them. Fucking close.
Not even close, man. So the Cowboys have 39 team stores across Texas and a couple other states. I forget which ones they're at, but they're probably right now. And they're just printing, or, you know, at the Cowboys office is printing, you know.
And that's your phone call. You fucking pick up the phone and go, print.
Yeah, yeah.
That's you. Fucking run them, Jose. No, not him. Print.
Nah, it would, Sort of like that. Not as
dramatic.
Yeah. No, but I mean, jerseys. I mean, like you got shit, man. That guy Leary. I mean, no one knows who he is, but he's the guard that's playing really good. So people are gonna want his shit. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of stuff in the next two weeks.
No. People aren't gonna fucking buy the guards.
I'm telling you, man.
It's Romo and Brian Murray,
Rolando McClain, Scandrick. I mean, all those. And when I say they want him, all they got to do is order 144 of them collectively across the country.
And that's through the website.
No. Like, no, 144 to get a guy made.
Oh, the stores do?
Yeah. So it's 140. There'll be 2,000 people out there buying a McClain jersey in the next couple of days.
Yeah, this is a fucking reclamation project. That's a story for a different time. All right, I'm the coach. I'm out of here. Brian Ingles, thank you for coming on the show once again. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Follow us on Twitter, @HardYardsLA. I'm out. Later.